A new journalism project airing on the Allegheny Front will focus on the fiscal and environmental impact of Pennsylvania's booming energy industry. It's called State Impact Pennsylvania, and it's a collaboration between NPR and public radio stations in the Commonwealth. Today we launched the effort with a look at how rural communities are dealing with the natural gas boom. With more trucks on the roads and more people in communities around the Marcellus Shale activity, more demands are being placed on local government. So many counties are seeing an increase in the amount of calls being handled by their 911 centers. With State Impact Pennsylvania, Scott Detrow reports on why local officials are questioning whether taxes will need to be raised to ease their problems.
In the basement of the Tioga County Courthouse, just below the New York-Pennsylvania border, five 911 operators sit at their stations, staring at a bank of 10 computer screens. They're responsible for an area the size of Delaware. A few years ago, the center would field about 20 calls over the course of an eight-hour shift, but today, the total will be closer to 80. Lisa Rice, who runs Tioga County's 911 center, says she's confident drilling is causing the spike.
Are we talking fender benders? Are we talking bar fights? Are we talking incidents at wells?
All of the above. Everything has gone up. Our vehicle accident numbers have definitely increased. There's a lot more traffic on the roadways.
Heavy trucks are rumbling across Tioga County's roadways, hauling heavy machinery, water, and sand.
We're seeing more accidents involving large rigs, tractor trailers, dump trucks, vehicles that, you know, tractor trailers that are hauling hazardous materials. You know, those weren't things that we 2 years ago really dealt with on a huge basis. It was more two-car accidents.
Rice and her operators dealt with 19,000 911 incidents in 2007 before the drilling began. The number climbed to 25,000 in 2009 and increased again to 29,000 in 2010. Tioga isn't alone. Statistics obtained by State Impact Pennsylvania show the number of 911 calls or incidents has gone up in 7 of 8 drilling-heavy counties over the past year. Rice says it's taxing her operators, especially since many of the calls are coming from and caused by transient drillers who aren't from Pennsylvania and don't know the area. They sometimes aren't sure what township or even county they're calling from.
So that takes up a lot of time, a call that from a resident, a permanent resident, who can tell me in 30 seconds where he's at becomes a 3 or 4 minute interview trying to find out where that caller is at.
Tioga County hosts more than 130 active wells. There are about 170 in next-door Bradford County, and 911 calls are up there, too. They jumped from about 16,000 in 2008 to nearly 30,000 last year. Bradford's Director of Public Safety, Robert Barnes, is taking the increase in stride.
We're challenged by the impact of the gas industry, but we're certainly not overwhelmed. 911, we have a very professional and dedicated staff that works diligently and hard, and they do work hard. They manufacture a whole variety of calls that come through there, but nothing that can't be dealt with safely.
Barnes led the response on one of the most high-impact drilling accidents to date, an April spill at a Chesapeake site. The 10,000-gallon spill got national attention, but Barnes says he and other county officials kept it under control. His larger concern, the fact traffic jams caused by drilling trucks are slowing down emergency response times.
So we're impacting the ability of the volunteer emergency responders to get to the firehouse, to get their equipment, to go through emergency calls. I can't tell you exactly how much time we're adding to a call, but, you know, probably a minute or two, perhaps, which can be a lot.
Barnes is not lobbying for an impact fee on gas drillers, but he says he'd use the extra revenue to hire more emergency workers. In Tioga County, they're actively pushing for a tax or fee on drillers, which would deliver revenue back to counties and municipalities hosting wells. Tioga County Commissioner Mark Hamilton, a Republican, voted to raise taxes in 2010, and he's worried he'll need to hike them again because of increased demands.
It's not fair for us as county commissioners to raise our taxes to take care of these impacts to our local folks when our local folks haven't been the ones that are responsible for the increased fees.
Tioga will need to add dispatchers because the overstrained 911 center has lost 5 employees at the same time calls have skyrocketed. That's due to another impact of drilling. The industry is providing high-paying jobs, so people are leaving their current posts to cash in on the bigger paychecks. That's a good thing, of course, but it means the county would likely need to increase the 911 operator's salaries, which means more tax dollars being spent. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania is backing an impact fee. Most of the commissioners representing drilling counties are on board with the idea, but not everyone. Doug McClinko is a Republican commissioner in Bradford County. As we drive along one of the county's congested roads, we pass about 24 heavy trucks within the span of 5 minutes. McClinko doesn't see them as a nuisance, but rather cash cows bringing money and jobs into his community.
24 trucks at 5 miles to the gallon, burning the highest liquid fuels for diesel, over-the-road diesel in the country, put that in the coffers. You know, I mean, this, every time you got to look at things, you know, is there the big hysteria to tax it? Look at the taxes that are already in place. Look at the jobs, the guys holding on the steering wheels.
Those trucking jobs pay about $50,000 a year. McClinko's terrified a tax would drive the industry out. We pull up to a brand new hotel.
This is rented for 3 years to a company.
So I can't get a room in here until 2014.
You cannot. This is filled. Done. Completely contracted.
So all that money is going into the local economy, but counties don't see any revenue from sales tax. That all goes to the state. And tax revenue from the hotel goes into a special tourism fund. Counties rely on property taxes for the bulk of their income. And the drillers who go back to Texas and other states after a few months on the rigs, they aren't paying any. Back in Hamilton's office, I asked Lisa Rice and Denny Colgrove, the county's emergency management coordinator, how much time they spend on drilling each day. Colgrove laughs.
Yeah, boy, that's a tough one to estimate. My first impulse would be 50%.
Hamilton says dealing with drilling sucks up half of his day, too.
And I've never in my life spent so much time on an issue that I could do so little about.
There's growing support in the General Assembly for a drilling impact fee, but Governor Corbett blocked the bill's progress last month by threatening to veto any measure that reached his desk before his 30-member Marcellus Shale Advisory Commission issues its final report. Those recommendations are due July 22nd and will play a major role in whether or not a fee will be enacted. Reporting for the Allegheny Front, I'm Scott Detrow, State Impact, Pennsylvania.